morning. This is Jasmine. How can I assist?
Yes, can I speak to Carlos, please?
Mr. Carlos? I don't have a Carlos here, sir. Ma'am, you're calling a home care agency. Did you need help?
Yeah, he's my caseworker. I get services through you guys, and I'm
what
trying
agency?
To change my age.
Okay, what agency?
A Better Life.
So you ended up calling Deluxe Home Care. Are you happy with your services?
No.
Okay, well, you ended up calling a different home care agency that does the same thing. This might be a blessing in disguise for you, ma'am. Did you need help?
Yeah, I sure do.
Okay, well, let's get you some help. You need a caregiver? Would you prefer a female? Or
I have
matter?
One. I have
okay.
one.
Okay.
I just need to get enrolled.
So let's get you some help, okay? What's your first and last name?
My name is Christina with a K. R-I-S-T-I-N-A, Mussey, M-U-S-S-E-Y.
And your date of birth, Miss Mussey?
4583.
4583. And what county do you reside in?
St. Louis County.
St. Louis. And what's your home address?
11480 Mel, M-E-H-L, Avenue. And it's St. Louis, Missouri, 63033.
Yeah.
Okay. And who's going to be your caregiver? What's their first and last name?
Taylor Mayo. Taylor.
Hi,
with
Taylor.
An O-R.
How are you?
How are you?
Good,
I'm
good.
Right.
So Taylor's T-A-Y-L-O-R. And your last name, sir?
Yeah. Mayo, like mayonnaise.
M-A-Y-O. Got it. And a good number to reach
yeah.
you.
314.
Yeah.
422-9816.
All right, Taylor, I have the information that I need. Okay, I'm going to be submitting your information into the coordinator so they can send you your hiring application. What's your email?
MayoTaylor71@gmail.com.
At Gmail. Got it. All right. Well, welcome to Deluxe Home Care. Would you like to write down the information for the agency so you can have it?
Yeah. Hold on. Let me get a pen.
Take your time.
And then should work. It's brand new. All right.
So the name of the agency is called Deluxe Home Care. Deluxe is D-E-L-U-X-E.
Home Care.
Deluxe Home Care. My number is 314-501-2508.
Okay.
And my name is Jasmine.
Your name? Okay.
All right. I could speak to Miss Christina now. Welcome on board, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, I'm back.
Hey, Miss Christina, I have Taylor's information. I'm going to be submitting the referral to the coordinators here at Deluxe so they can get a hold of her to send her the hiring application, okay? Do you know what that other agency offered her? I want to offer her something better.
Huh?
Do you know what pay rate did they put her on?
Yeah, I think it was 19 or 20. I can't remember.
No, there's no 19 or 20. That's impossible. The starting rate is minimum wage, $13.75.
I don't even know what it was.
Okay.
Honestly.
Okay. All right.
To be able to tell you exactly, I don't know.
Okay. So are you currently receiving services or no?
Yes, I was getting them through Better Life.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to onboard Taylor onto the hiring process and get you guys started. We just need to call the state and let them know. What's your Medicaid ID, Miss Christina? Your Missouri MoHealth.
Right
Take your time. And I'm going to see if anyone's available for this call afterwards so they can send the hiring application today. Get that out
hold
the way.
Just a second.
Take your time.
Oh, scam likely. I'm not answering it. I have my Medicaid card here. I hate whenever I can't find nothing in here. Where the heck is it? Oh, here's my MoHealthNet card. My MoHealthNet card is right here. But where's my Medicaid
That's the
card?
One you need. No, that's the one you need. The MoHealthNet card is your Medicaid. Uh-huh.
Okay. Okay, so my number is 571-36311.
So that's 571-36311.
Yes.
All right. All right. Now I just need you to write down the agency's information, unless Ms. Taylor gave it to you already. She wrote it down as well. So you can have
it. Yeah, she wrote it down in the notebook.
All right. Now what we're going to do, how many hours a week did you get? Are you happy with your hours, or do you feel like you need more time? Because I can teach you how to get an increase in your units. Let me open up your care plan.
Okay. It should be, I thought it was the right at 3 hours a day. Because I get it 7 days a week.
Do you need more time than that? I think you should advocate for more time. Yeah. All right. What do you need more time on your care plan? Talk to me so I can tell you how we're going to do this.
Just it's a personal reminding of medications, hygiene, mobility.
Okay.
Cutting my toenails. I mean, things like that.
Okay. Let me check your. I'm going to open up your care plan so I could teach you what we can do.
Okay.
And how
that
we're
going to
word it so that you can
get some
more time.
A better life didn't help anything. A better life didn't help me with anything. They were just,
Jesus.
Had an attitude every time I called.
Oh my gosh. I'm sorry to hear that. That's horrible, Christina. So it's KRISTINE, right? Christine?
No, Christina.
With
an
A,
not an E.
And your birthday is 040583, correct?
Yes.
All right. And putting in your DCN number now, 571-36311. Let's see what populates on your behalf. Found you. Let me open up your care plan. Your care plan is active. Now I'm going to open it up for you, and I'm going to tell you what you need to do right now. So you have what's called a 341 units. You only have 2, 4, 6, 8, 10 items. So you have bathing. They gave you 30 minutes every day. Doesn't it take you longer to get in and out the shower, assist you?
It takes a lot longer to do that.
Okay.
Takes,
I want you to start writing stuff down. We're going to do two things today, Christina. We're going to do what's called a provider change. That means you're going to go from one agency to the next. You're going to go to Deluxe. That's called a provider change. So write that keyword down. You want a provider change to Deluxe Home Care. That's number one.
Okay, hold on. We're writing it down.
Yep.
Where do I go?
And then the second thing that we're going to request is a unit increase and a day increase. Unit and day increase on your care plan. Okay?
Hold on.
So one, provider change to Deluxe Home Care. And two, a unit increase on
and
everything. A unit and day increase on everything on your care plan. Now I'm going to go through it line by line. So bathing, you need an increase because it's taking you that much longer to get out in and out the shower, to get assistance dressing. You need that. Changing linens, they only gave you 10 minutes once a week. How often do you change your linen?
A couple times, like every other, like every 3 or 4 days is probably on average.
So if there's 7 days out of the week, talk to me. Is it 3 days you do take
two
strip
or three
your
times
linen?
A week, yeah, I change the.
So then
I change my sheets about 2-3 times a week.
So then you want that, and doesn't it take more than 10 minutes to rip the lining off, change the sheets, put the sheets back on? So you need a unit increase in changing your linen. You need more than 10 minutes, and you need an increase to 4 days a week because they only gave them 10 minutes once a week to do your bed.
Unit increase in what?
Changing linen.
Okay. On changing linen.
Yep. You need an increase in units. That means you need more time than 10 minutes. And you need more than once a day. More than once a week. You need it 4 days out of the week.
Hold on. We need it 4 days out of the week for that one.
And you need an increased more than 10 minutes.
Hold on just a second.
They're going to ask you, well, how long is it takes her to make your bed? It takes her at least 20, 25 minutes to strip the bed, you know, put the clean linen on, tell them you got a king-size bed, you got multiple sheets, covers, comforters, pillows.
Yeah, and things like that, yes.
Mattress protectors, you know, it takes you a minute.
Okay, what else do we need a unit increase on?
Cleaning your floors.
And cleaning floors.
Cleaning floors, they only gave you 15 minutes once a week.
Okay, when you said unit increase on changing linen, you said something else after that.
And you want to you want a unit increase, that means you want more time to change her bed, and you need more days out of the week.
About four, okay.
4 days a week. You need an increase to 4 days a week. Tell them that you change the linens for her 4 days a week.
Okay.
Now, the third item on the care plan is cleaning her floors. They only gave her 15 minutes once a week. You want to put me on speakerphone so she can hear what we're doing?
I am. I'm just trying to write it all down.
Right, write it down for her. So cleaning floors, tell them that she needs a unit increase. And then you could also put 4 days a week.
Hold on. On floors?
Yeah. 4 days a week.
On floors and cleaning.
Uh-huh.
Then dressing and grooming, they only gave you 15 minutes every day. It tell them that it takes you much longer to get dressed, do your hair.
Okay.
So you need a unit increase in dressing and grooming.
Did they give me what, 10 minutes a day or...
They gave you dressing and grooming 15 minutes every day. Tell them that it's taking you that much longer to get dressed and groomed and do your hair, you know?
Right.
Laundry, you do laundry in your home?
Yes, we do laundry at where I live, yes.
So the dressing and the grooming, that would be more than four times.
No, that's every day.
Right, so every day increase?
You could increase that to every single day. Exactly, Taylor. You're catching on. Exactly. Because she takes a bath every day. She grooms every day. She dresses every day. So bathing is increase and also dressing and grooming. Good. Now, laundry. They only gave you 60 minutes once a week.
Oh, that is not.
I do a lot more laundry than
that. That's just the washer. Then we don't even.
There you go. See what I'm saying? See how we found all this extra time that they need to give you to them, that it takes more than an hour to do your laundry.
Right.
Laundry alone takes an hour. That's not including to dry the clothes, fold the clothes,
and
put the clothes away. Exactly.
Or put the linen back on the bed.
You got because linen on the bed, remember, that's a separate line. You're going to get that increase.
Yeah.
This is specifically for laundry, washing, drying, folding, not putting anything away, just washing. Right.
Okay.
So they only gave you 60 minutes once a week. You could get that increase by saying that it takes you longer to do your laundry because it takes you just an hour to wash clothes, but you still need time to fold it and dry it. And you do laundry 2 to 3 times a week.
Got that.
Now, making your bed, they only gave you 5 minutes 6 days a week. To make a bed, it takes more than 5 minutes.
It takes yeah.
Okay, but
like,
for one, why is it not 7 instead of 6?
I don't know. Well, I'm reading you what's on the care plan, and this is what that agency that you're with should have been doing with you, and they didn't. They should have opened. Yeah, they should have opened your care plan and told you, hey, Christina, how is this working out for you? Is that enough time for you? Do you need more?
Every time I would call him, he would have an attitude and blame it on me.
Guess what, Christina? You don't need them anymore. All right?
Good. And I got new aide, so I'm glad.
That's right. You're going to start fresh. All right.
Start.
So making your bed, you need a unit increase. Making your bed and a day increase. You want that every day. You make your bed every single day. And it takes you more than 5 minutes.
Oh, yeah. That's
making
sure. I do have a king size bed.
every day.
What about,
yes.
I got, it says here, meal prepping and eating. You only got 60
right,
minutes.
Right, take more. Oh, that's
15 minutes a day?
No, you
and
got six.
Eat once a day?
No. You got 60 minutes every day. So they're expecting you to have your meals prepped all three times a day in 60 minutes. So tell them you need a unit increase for that because it takes you a minute to, you know, to get the assistance you need to prep your meals properly. Do you have any diabetes, high blood pressure, cholesterol?
I have high blood pressure.
Then tell them that you specifically need meal prepping because you have high blood pressure.
What? I'm sorry, you went too fast. Hold on just a second. What, Taylor?
Unit increase meal.
Yeah, on meals.
Meals, just meals.
Yeah, I need more time.
Just meal prepping.
I eat three times a day. That's only 20 minutes a meal.
No. They gave you 7 days a week, every day an hour.
Right.
But tell them that you need a little
every
bit more time because it takes
right.
you more than 60 minutes to prep three meals, the breakfast, lunch,
right.
and dinner. All
that's
right?
what I was saying. That gives me 20 minutes to eat, you know, cook, eat, and be cleaned up
right.
and everything.
Right.
Yeah, okay, we're catching on. Yeah. And then what was the next one? I'm sorry.
Okay, so then the next line you have is medications. For her to remind you to take your medications or sort or assist you, the aides are not allowed to put any medications in your system, in your mouth, nowhere in your body. They're only allowed to tell you, hey, it's time for you to take your meds. They're allowed to put it in your hands. They're allowed to prep you to, you know, if you needed assistance to put it in your mouth, but they're not allowed to insert anything into your body, especially medications. So they gave you 5 minutes every day. Is 5 minutes enough, or does she need more time to prep?
I have a weekly thing that we have to do and things like that, and she has to remind me. I mean, yeah.
So then you need more time on medications. Tell them you need more time on medications because you have a weekly dispel.
That's every day.
You have to sort them every day to make sure you're taking the right doses and the right medication.
You gotta fill it.
Yeah, we have to do all that.
A unit increase on medication.
Yeah.
Just be careful when you talk about medications and what your aide does, because if not, what they're going to do is send you a nurse to do that for you, and she's a mandated reporter. You don't need that in your house right now.
Right.
I get it.
Okay, so be careful how you word it with the medications, okay? Just say you need more time. I need more time to prep my medications because I have a lot of medications that need to be sorted through, and I want to make sure my aide takes her time so we don't get confused. That's it. Do you need a visiting nurse to come out and do that for you? No, ma'am. Not at this time. I want my aide to assist.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
Right.
Is there anything else that you feel like you need to add onto your care plan?
No, but can I, go over with you what you said to me?
You don't take
sure
out
I
your trash?
One?
You don't take out trash?
No, I'm responsible for taking my trash out. Yeah.
So you don't even have a line for that. Tell them that you want to add trash disposal
removal?
To your care plan. Yes.
Okay. What about dishes?
You don't have any time for dishes either. Tell them I need to add dishes to my care plan.
Right, because meals is just meals, right?
Right.
Yes. What about dusting, vacuuming?
Cleaning.
Yeah.
What about deep cleaning? I don't see any of that here.
I'm froze.
So these are all things that you can request to have them added on. That's going to increase your care plan by a lot.
Do they have anything for grocery shopping or anything like that, or whenever she drives me?
Well, you have essential transportation. You have 400 units per month.
Okay, yeah.
So that's good. That's good time.
Where she gets paid to take me to the grocery store or the doctor, right?
She will get paid to run your errands.
Right.
And take you grocery shopping, yes.
Okay.
Request to what? Where did you get request to what?
So you're adding trash, dishes, cleaning the house. You have there's nothing here about cleaning her room, dusting, polishing, sweeping. You only have cleaning the floors. That's it. You don't even have cleaning the bathroom. You don't have cleaning bathroom dishes.
You see how
dishes.
Well I was taken care of then, right?
Huh?
You see how well I was being taken care of.
Well,
I got
this
a new
some...
aid and a new company all in one day.
And then you're going to get a remodification on your care plan, girl. That's a big deal.
That's awesome.
I'm teaching you how to get more time and add things to your care plan, okay?
I appreciate that.
Absolutely. So I'm going to place you on a brief hold. We're going to get the state on the line. You're going to say, good afternoon. My name is Christina Mosey. How do you pronounce your last name? I don't want to mess that up.
Mosey.
I want, I need two things today. Once they've confirmed your Medicaid ID, I'm going to prompt it into the system. You have to confirm it along with any other information that the worker asks you. Once she's introduced, you introduce yourself and she has you pulled up in the system, she's going to ask you, what can she help you with? And tell them, I have two things I would like to do today. One is the provider change to Deluxe Home Care. You're going to give them my name and my phone number and the agency's name. And two, you need a unit increase and you need to add things to your care plan because you need them.
Right. So we need
and then you're going to go over that whole list that we just discussed.
Hold on. You didn't get that part wrote down. Hold on.
It's just two things, a provider change and a unit and day increase, and you want to add things to the care plan. That's all tied in together.
And add things to the care plan.
They're not going to ask you why you want to change your agencies, but if they do, just tell them that you're not comfortable with their services. That's it. You're not binded to any agency, so they won't even ask you. Now, your services are going to continue with that agency until we take over because this request is going to get assigned to a specialist. The specialist has 2 weeks to 3 weeks to give you a call back to make those changes official. So these changes don't occur right away, okay?
Hey, I want to ask.
Okay.
I have the ones that she mentioned on.
Yeah, you have them.
I don't know if I'm missing one.
I think we got it.
We had trash removal. We had bathing, cleaning floors, washing dishes.
Okay, we did linen the first one. Linen,
all right, let's
floors.
Go back. Let's go back. What's on your care plan right now, there's 10 items. There's bathing,
linen,
changing linens, cleaning floors, dressing and grooming, laundry, making bed, meal prepping, and medications. All right. You want to add trash, dishes.
We want to add trash, dishes.
Dishes, cleaning the house, cleaning the bathroom. Because once you tell them that you need a unit and day increase on everything on your care plan, everything that's on your care plan, they're going to go over it and they're going to discuss it in detail with you and they're going to increase it. What you want to concentrate is adding the stuff that has not that's not there, which is the trash, the cleaning, the bathroom, the dishes, because that's going to add a lot more time on your care plan.
Okay.
All right.
Are you ready?
Do you have any questions before I transfer this call to seniors and disabilities?
I think we got it.
You got this. All right, Caitlin? I mean, Christina, sorry.
And that.
All right. Please hold while I get you a state specialist on the line, okay? Please hold.
All right. Thank you.
Only answer questions you're asked. You heard?
Yeah.
All right. Please hold.
Important to us and will be answered in the order that it was received. We appreciate your time and look forward to speaking with you. Please have the Medicaid number, full date of birth, or full Social Security number available.
I need to do that one. I'm not there yet. Add things to care about and what else are you doing?
I just rewrote.
Okay.
Because I thought you didn't think that I had it right. So she said. if I wasn't paying attention.
Thank you for calling Home and Community-Based Services. My name is Larea. Are you calling for yourself or someone else?
Myself.
And your name?
Christina Muffy.
And a good contact phone number for you?
Is 314-295-4684.
And is there a secondary or alternate contact phone number?
Yes, 636-332-1159.
Date of birth?
4583.
English is your primary language?
Yes.
Divorced and live with someone?
I'm divorced and I do live with someone. I live with a friend.
And the address?
11480 Mel Avenue, M-E-H-L.
One moment. 11480 M-E-H-L?
Yes.
House or an apartment?
It's a house.
What city is this?
St. Louis.
Zip code?
63033.
And is this the city or the county?
It's the county.
And is this your mailing and your physical address?
Yes.
Do you have any special communication needs, such as being unable to read or write?
Sometimes my hands don't want to work, so I have, but I can pretty much write whatever I need to.
Okay. How can I help you today?
Yeah, I need to change my provider to Deluxe
Home Care.
What
agency do you want? Deluxe? One moment.
Thank you.
Of course. A Better Life Health Care. A Better Life Health Care. There we go.
Yeah, I don't want to use A Better Life. I'm not happy with their services.
Okay. Deluxe Home Care. Is it Deluxe Home Health Care or Home Care?
Home Care.
Okay. One moment. And the phone number to Deluxe?
314-501-2508.
Okay. So typically it can take up to 31 business days before a care planning specialist is assigned. They are assigned as soon as they're available, so you could receive a call at any time. I do need to get you over to the next step, which is just automated information. Once the recording is complete, the call will hang up. Do you have any questions?
I also needed to do a unit and day increase.
Okay. Can you tell me why you need an increase?
Because I need more time for some of the things that they have listed on my care plan.
Has your health changed in any way? Or?
No, the times are so little that I don't even have enough time to do it. And instead of, you know, if you guys don't know, then you can't help.
Anything else?
Do you I guess it's, yeah.
Okay. So, as I mentioned before, it can take up to 31 business days before someone is assigned for processing. I do need to get you over to the next step, which is just automated information regarding your request for the provider change and the increase to the care plan.
Okay.
Any questions?
No, that's fine.
All righty. Well, here we go. Thank you for calling.
Please hold while your call is connected.
PCCP request next steps. We have received a request to make changes to your HCBS care plan. We process requests by urgency of need and date received. Here's what you could do to prepare to communicate with a care planning specialist. Expect a call from 866-835-3505. Please add this number to your contact list so you know it is a legitimate call and not a telemarketer or scammer. It is vital that we have a way to leave a message if you miss our call. We will attempt to contact you one time, and you will have 10 days to return our call before the request is closed. The specialist assisting with your request will provide their direct phone extension. When you call, please wait for the message asking you to enter a direct extension to speak with a specific person. Call errors may occur if you enter the extension before prompted or too quickly. We must verify we are speaking with you. Please be prepared to verify your MoHealthNet or Medicaid number, date of birth, and Social Security number when we call. Questions to think about. Do you want agency model or consumer-directed services? In agency model, the provider agency selects, hires, trains, and supervises your caregiver. In consumer-directed, you select, hire, train, and supervise your caregiver. Why do you need this change?
Mm-hmm.
What specific tasks need to be changed? Example, bathing, dressing, toileting, meal prep, laundry, medication setup, light housekeeping tasks, home-delivered meals, etc. What provider would you like to use? Please have the business name, phone number, as well as who you have been in contact with from that agency if you are transferring your services. How often do you need help with each task, and how much time does each task take to complete? Who will provide backup support to you when your caregiver is unavailable? You must provide a backup plan that includes names, relations, phone numbers, and the tasks that the backup person can support you with. Your care plan is unique to you. You will help develop a care plan that provides you with the necessary assistance to remain in your home or least restrictive setting. Certain services are restricted to cost maximums, age, ability to self-direct, or other criteria. We will work with you to determine what services you are eligible for and authorize services within the scope of the HCBS program accordingly. HCBS services are based on your current needs. HCBS cannot provide help with things you do not currently need. HCBS is not a total care or 24/7 care program. HCBS can provide extra help to add to the support system you currently have. We look forward to serving you. As a reminder, multiple status checks can result in processing delays from all parties.
Repeat.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, you did really well. All right? So now we sit and we wait. We wait for the state to catch up to this request. All right? I noticed that she was... not being so nice. When the state worker calls you, you want to add those remaining items to your care plan, all right?
Yeah.
At that time, you could go into details and tell her, you know, everything that you need increased, everything that you needed added. They'll assist you through it, okay?
Right. They want us to have, like, the times already figured out, though, right? Like the.
You want to kind of know how long it takes her to take a bath.
Right.
How long does it take her to do dishes?
Right.
So if like,
right,
let's say it takes her 40 minutes to get in and out the shower, dress her, just bathe her, then you need to be like, okay, it takes me about 40 minutes. It takes me about 45 minutes. How long does it take you to do dishes?
Right.
About 40 minutes.
But the times that it told you already, like how many minutes that she gets already,
uh-huh.
That's what I would like to know so I can go from there.
Let me go back.
Oh, what my minimum, what your minimum times were.
Your minimum
what? I'm not worried about that. They'll tell me that whenever they pull up my AirPods.
Your minimum is 15 minutes per task.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't have anything here for 15
what,
minutes. So you got bathing.
Right, no,
you got 30 minutes right now. Let me go back. Hold on. I got to go back. I got to input all your information. Hold on. All right, so bathing 30 minutes, changing linens 10 minutes, cleaning floors 15. I just need you to put it next to each thing that you wrote down, okay? Hello?
All right, cleaning floors
15,
okay.
Dressing, grooming 15. Laundry 60 minutes, making bed 5 minutes, meal prepping 60 minutes, medications 5. All right?
Well, you're going way too fast, babe. I'm sorry. I can't write that fast.
Which one are you?
Okay, I got bathing 30 minutes. Linens 10 minutes, floor 15 minutes, dressing 15 minutes, and grooming 15 minutes.
No, dressing and grooming are both on the same line. They gave you 15 minutes for both. So you got a big argument there. It takes me more than 15 minutes to dress. It takes me for more than 15 minutes to do my hair.
Right, so then with you to dressing and grooming 15 minutes.
Yeah, that ain't happening.
Laundry 60 minutes. Making bed 5 minutes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
That's the one I forgot. I didn't write.
Okay.
Meal prepping, eating 60 minutes. And then medications 5 minutes.
Okay, I got that now. And we just need an increase on those. We just got to figure out a time for them all and how much it takes us, and we can tell them that.
And then you want to add all those additional things that are not on your care plan, okay?
Right.
All right.
Okay,
right.
Yeah,
now I'm
going to
place you on a brief hold,
right,
and I'm going to get you to Becky or Miss Sarah. Either one of them are going to help Miss Taylor with the hiring application so you could get it out the way. Hold on. Let me see something here. Wait a second. You have tidying and dusting. They put you down for 15 minutes. Trash, 5 minutes, and washing dishes, 15. All right. You have that on your care plan. I didn't realize it was one page of two. Tidying and dusting, they gave you 15 minutes once a week. You need an increase. Your house gets extremely dusty and tidy and dusty, and you need to dust every day, 7 days a week. You want to up that? Trash, they gave you 5 minutes once a week. You take out your trash every day. All right, that's how you're going to do that.
You said dusting and tidying, they said 5 minutes?
Tidying and dusting, they gave you 15 minutes once a week. You want to increase that to 7 days because, you know, you have to air out your house, dust comes in.
Right, every day comes in.
Trash, they gave you 5 minutes once a week. You take out your trash every day. So right there, you're getting, if they give you 5 minutes to take out trash, 6 times 5, you got another increase of 30 minutes right there alone taking out trash a week.
Right.
And then washing dishes, they gave you 15 minutes. So they did give you the time. For that, you just need an increase to 7 days, and you need more time for each. All right?
Okay.
All right, ladies. Give me 1 second while I transfer you to
Miss. I think we got it now.
You got it. You got. I'm going to transfer you to Miss Becky, okay, so they can help Taylor with the hiring application. All right?
All right. Thank
all
you.
Right, ladies. Welcome to Deluxe Home Care. Is there anything else that you ladies need, might need help with, any questions? Always feel free to call me.
And you were Jasmine, right?
I'm Jasmine.
You were Jasmine, right?
Yes, you have okay. My direct number, all right?
All right.
When the state right, calls you, you give them my information so they can call me and I can accept you as a participant, all right?
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Please hold while I get you Miss Becky on the line. Please hold. Just let her know that you put in a transfer request with Jasmine and you want to get Taylor on board with the hiring application, okay?
Uh-huh.
Please hold.